Welcome to the Mark and Embark podcast by Scout My Trip. My name is Myra and I'm going to be your host for this episode. A big thank you to all of those joining in this no-nonsense podcast about road tripping in India and beyond. Each episode will exclusively delve deep into destinations, on and off the highway, hidden gems, automotive news, road tripping people, and how to road trip smartly. Come, let's mark and embark on a road trip. Today, we're going to be talking about road trip packing list essentials. Lists are an absolute lifesaver whenever you're planning a trip, be it things to pack, attractions to check out, or local specialties to try. So we got our heads together to come up with an extensive road trip packing list for you. What you pack depends on the destination, time of the year, and number of days you're traveling, among other things. When you're packing for a road trip though, there are certain essential things you should remember to pack to make your time on the road fun and comfortable. So here we go with the road trip packing essentials by Scout My Trip. Firstly, a medical kit. Besides the usual first aid items like band-aids and crepe bandages, you can also pack specific medicines that your fellow travelers and you might need. Remember to also pack motion sickness meds, anti-allergens, antacids, and ORS for minor health issues. These are very essential to any road trip packing list. Secondly, a car emergency kit. A lot of car companies now provide roadside assistance and there are always repair shops along the Indian highways. It does help to pack an emergency kit with the basic tools like a puncture repair kit, car jack and jumper cables to have them handy in case of an emergency breakdown. Here are some items to be kept at all times in the car emergency kit. Duct tape, WD-40, extra wiper shampoo, engine oil, engine coolant and some brake fluid, a set of combination spanners, a crescent wrench, pliers, multiple tip screwdriver and a hex key set. Roadside reflective warning signs, a spare belt for alternator, fan and air conditioner belts, a stepney or a spare tire. Always check this before you hit the road and try and fill this with nitrogen gas instead of normal air. You can rewind this and listen to it again or just check out the link in the show notes below so that you know exactly what to pack in your car emergency kit. Thirdly, a multi-port USB car charger and USB cables. There's nothing worse than a discharged phone or tablet when you're on the road, especially when your maps and entertainment are loaded on them. Having USB cables in your car helps you charge up the electronics on power banks and then you can also charge your power banks while you are in the car. These are often the most forgotten items in a road trip packing list, so make sure you carry them. Alternatively, you could also just keep a car charging cable in your car at all times so you don't even have to remember to take it specifically for a road trip. Fourthly, wet wipes, hand sanitizers and liquid soap. It's easy to map out restrooms on your road trip route using the Scout My Trip road trip planner. How well equipped these restrooms are is anybody's guess. So it would definitely help to carry your own cleansing wipes and soap. This also helps cleaning up any spills or messes in the car. Fifth, water. It is definitely necessary to always have enough water bottles in your car. Although mineral water is now available at most roadside stops, do not completely depend on them and keep a tab on your water supply in the car. If you're running low on water, then whenever you find mineral water available, replenish your stock. You don't want to be stuck at a place where you can't find water available and then you have to make do with whatever you have there. So just load up your car with as much water as you can. Sixth, snacks. Roadside restaurants and dhabas offer some of the best and most authentic food experiences during a road trip. However, it's not always possible to make a pit stop. So make sure you pack enough snacks and drinks and also replenish them when you make stops for food. These are very crucial for the perfect road trip packing list. There's also a blog post on road trip food that you can check out. We'll be linking it in the show notes below. Seventh on the list, plastic bags that seal or a shower cap. Good quality plastic bags are very useful in keeping humidity and insects out of your eatables, toiletries, and other knickknacks. Shower caps can be used to cover your shoes to protect your car interiors from dust and mud that your shoes carry in. Paper plates, spoons, and glasses. Pack a bag with napkins, paper cups, disposable wooden spoons, cutlery, and paper plates. You might even find disposable plates made completely of dried leaves in certain cities. It's Indian innovation at its eco-friendly best. This is especially helpful when you're traveling with kids or when you're carrying snacks and food from home. Ninth point, sunscreen and moisturizer. You'll be spending a long time outdoors on a road trip. So while the abundance of sun rays will help you up your dose of vitamin D, keep a sunscreen handy in the car. Also, the constant air conditioning in the car may dry your skin, so it helps to keep your skin moisturized. This item is somehow one of the most forgotten ones on a packing checklist for a road trip. So make sure you just keep a bag handy with this and all your other cosmetics in just one separate bag that you can access easily. 10th on the list, a torch. These days, we tend to depend on our phone's camera torch for help. What you need to carry on a road trip is a high-powered flashlight fitted with a new set of batteries. This is another must in a road trip packing list. Next, towels, pillows, and bed sheets. During a road trip, you end up spending a lot of time in the car, so it's best to make yourself as comfortable as possible for the long hours. Also, these things will be extremely helpful if there are any unforeseen circumstances where you cannot find lodging for the night and you have to end up sleeping in your car during the road trip. If you wear glasses or contact lenses, do not forget to pack an extra pair of glasses, and if lenses, then carry extra solution, especially if you're driving. Next, a music playlist. Have you ever been so mad at yourself for hitting the road and not being prepared with a playlist? Take some time off and make a road trip playlist with the right mood, and we promise you it'll make a huge difference to your journey. We also have created a road playlist for you. We'll be sharing in the link below. Check it out. Take some reading material or a Kindle with you. We all have some time once in a while on a road trip. So for those quiet moments, why do you want to miss out on reading some books? A Kindle isn't even too expensive these days, and it makes a perfect companion for every road trip packing list. Also, carry a pen or pencil and a notepad. Often forgotten and often ignored because we're used to writing notes in our phone, a pen and pencil and a notepad are great to just jot down any notes you can refer to later or even share with someone else you know. Maps and directions, preferably offline. On Scout My Trip, you can access a road trip planner with stops, petrol pumps, eating joints, attractions, and so much more. Just head to the planner and save it. We can link it down below in the show notes, and you can download it for easy offline navigation. Give it a try and make it a part of your road trip packing list. Loose change and cash. While there has been a movement towards cashless modes of payment, it's good to carry cash and change with you always. One thing you should do before every road trip is start accumulating change to give at tolls. Having smaller currency makes your exit at tolls much faster for you and better for others. Lastly, a miscellaneous box. When you're on the road, you realize there are a lot of small things that you never thought you might need. Safety pins, paper clips, rubber bands, toothpicks, matchbox lighter, pens and notepads are just some of those things. You can pack these items into a cookie tin or a medicine box and just keep them handy and within reach. Well, folks, that's all for today. Hope this road trip packing list essentials was very useful for you. You can find all the blog links I mentioned as well as the blog link for this episode in the show notes below if you'd like to read more about this topic. Also, tell us your thoughts in the comments below and find us on our social media channels if you haven't already. Until next time, may the force be with you.